that is one of the odd things you're going to find out about amateur radio, is that there's dead spots everywhere. Sometimes there's noise interference nearby. All kinds of things affect transmissions. Anyhow, like you said, just every now and then you wind up in a dead spot. Trying to use your mobile while driving down 696 can be one of them, because you're down in the ditch and that can really mess up your transmissions.
Yeah, true. But I will say these are the best frequencies, all the CUHF. I think it's the best to be transmitting on. And this radio has a pretty good battery, and it holds a charge pretty good every time I talk. I mean, I'm on my UV32, and I could be talking on it even in high power for like 2 hours, which is pretty good. And I have now three of them because I got a two-pack for Christmas, and then my Christmas present that my really older sister had for me was another one of those, but had green stripes on the side of it instead of being all black out. So I had three of those, and then about the BSFAHP Pro. And those, so I have all Ball Fang radios, basically.